Hey, Mem Chesem Beis, Tana Moshe Ha'ab, Shluchi Abel, about 10 lines up from the bottom, 9 lines up from the bottom. Tana Moshe Ha'ab, Shluchi Abel, Bezinsa. So she's in the case of a Nara, so the law is Nara Murasa, if she's Mazana, Reisha's Isha, who's Mazana, the punishment is Chenek. Nara Murasa, the punishment is Skila. This, once that they gave over to Shluchi Abel, Mesintza Reisu Bechenek. Okay. She has a dinner of Benesua and not a Benarus anymore. Where it says, Menohani Mili, Omer of Ami Barchama, Omer Kroa, it says that she gets that punishment because Liz Nois Besavia, she's a Mazana Besavia. So once she gave over to Shluchi Abel, it's not called Lizo Sevilla. Now, obviously, if she's Mazana, it doesn't mean physically in her father's house. It means under the authority of the father, because if she's Mazana and somewhere else in the town, she's not in the father's house physically. That's irrelevant. So Morris says, so how do you know? So she went for a walk. Yeah, her walk is on the way to going to the chuppah, but she didn't go to the chuppah yet. So the aim of prat shenichlus to the chuppah v'lanivala. I mean, if she had beer, she's not a psul anymore. So that's not what we're talking about. But maybe the pasuk. So you're being marba, and you're saying that. You're saying it's once she's no longer under the authority of the father, so she doesn't have a din of skill. Okay, so that means once she had knisa l'chupa. So Amar Rava, Amar li Ami. So Rava said that the Amar Ami told me chupa behedik siva. That's Farish says Kiyan Nara Psula Ma'arasa Leish. So Darshan Nara Vila Begaris Psula Vila Beula Ma'arasa Vila Nasua. So my Nasua, what does Nasua mean when it says not Nasua? Ilay Minasua Mamish. She's had the full Nasuan with Bia. So then Haino Psula Vila Beula, we already excluded a Beula. So what does it mean, the Nesua which we're excluding? Elav, it means, doesn't it mean, Shidichzal L'chopa Vila Nivula? So that's already the Farish in the original definition of the Parsha, that Shidichzal L'chopa Vila Nivula doesn't get Skila. So what's this puzzle? Lizan Spesavia coming to be Marba. Once she was given over, even there wasn't Kisil Chuppah yet, she was just given over to the Shluchi Abel, she gets Chenek. Okay, the Mora says, let's say that even though this is true, but if she would go back to her father's house, we should say that is this the Mesira L'Shluchi Abel? Is it
reversible?
Is it reversible? In other words, let's argue that we're not saying intrinsically that this is a Mesira L'Chupa. It's from a Ribui. So maybe the Ribui is only if eventually she doesn't come back to the father's house. Okay, that will define. That's already considered. It started. The chuppah started from them. But if she would go back to the father's house,
nothing really happened.
So we would argue that should be that it should be nothing happened. She, well, and now she's mezana. She's b'chayv skila. Now the b'raisa, it could accept such an idea. That's the more sort of grappling with it. Is it, that's what's happening? Would the b'raisa accept such an idea? Amar Rava, ahu kvar poska, that kvar poska telling me Rishmol, that scenario telling Rishmol said the telling me Rishmol. V'leder amanok grusha kol asher asal nasha yukum aleha. So she already was in the suwa, and then her husband died or divorced her. So the pasuk says, whatever she makes stands. So the problem is, of course, she has nobody to be made for. She has to have a husband. Mal tamalemer. This woman is moitzes miklal lahav, moitzes miklal bal. She already was in a suwa, so the father lost rishus in her. And now her husband died of divorce, so the husband doesn't have rishus in her. So the pasuk says, you should know, the neder stands. Of course the neder stands. So what's the pasuk coming to tell me? Ella, reisha moser ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal. Reisha moser shluchei ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal. So they didn't do even Knesset L'chofa. They just said Mesira to the Shluchei Abal. And then, V'nis'armelo B'derech, on the way, the husband died. Or Nisgarsha, or he sent her a get. So what's her status? So the Lacha is, if you have a Nara, which is a Marasa, so the Amar Rasa, the husband and the father are mefer the Nedarim jointly. If the husband dies, she goes back to Rishus of the father. And the Suwa goes totally to Rishus of the husband. The husband dies. She's on her own. So all there was over here was Masira to Shluchei Abal. So what do I say? Now the husband dies. Do I say she goes back to the father of Rishus or not? Hechani Karabo. Do I say, Beis Aviyah Shalzu, she's still in the father's house, and therefore when the husband dies, she goes back into Rishus of the father? Oy Beis Baal Shalzu, or no, she was already considered the Beis Baal of the husband. And therefore, when the husband dies, she has nobody has rishus over her for nedarim. So that's the question. The pasuk is telling me, "Alar melacha kima shiyotza shachas rishus ab shubel yochel lahafir." See, even though this scenario, she was on her way to the base of Baala, because they were given over to shluchei Baal. And then the husband dies, so she goes back to Beis Aviyah. So that's the case where you just asked me about. She was on her way there, and she came back. And we're saying she doesn't go back to the Rishus of the father. So the Mesira to Shluchei Habal is irreversible. Okay? So that addresses your question. Amar Papa. The truth is, this brisa which says that the din is chenik after Mesira to Shluchei Abal, really it's a Mishnah. It says Abal Naram Hamarosa. So we said the Mishnah is like sort of they made a list of things and says, well, let's go back. Okay, Chiyuv Skila Namarosa gets Skila. Let's talk Abal Namarosa gets Skila. So the Mishnah Ein Chayav Shetahei Nara Basula Marosa. So we require that she has to be a Nara, as opposed to Begeris. She has to be Basula, as opposed to Baula. and she has to be marasa, as opposed to nasua. V'hi be sevia, and the Mishnah says you need be sevia. So Sir Papa says let's think it out. Bishlama nara b'lo begaris psula b'lo beula marasa b'lo nasua. What's Bevesavia? We already said, not in a suwa. What's Bevesavia telling me? Bevesavia Lamute Mai, Lav isn't a coming. Lamute Masar Abba Shulchi Abel. So, even though we didn't have a full Nasuan yet, but the Mesira to Shulchi Abel, it was we passed him like Shmuel before. That it only gives the husband the rights of Yerusha, but other things, it's not Rishus HaHav HaHusband. But in regard to this halacha, the Mishnah's excluding that she's no longer a Beis Aviyah, and therefore there's going to be Chanuk, not Skilim. Okay. So that's what Papa's right. Or Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Afanana Matina." We have another mission which says this, coming from the other end. It says, "A baal eishes ish ki mishchazal mishus abal lenasuan avish lenivela habaal le'ar reizu bechenik." So the Zoktor Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Nichazal mishus abal ba'alma." So the any type of kenis at all. That's lost in Nichlus Kiman, since she went into Rishos HaNabal for any purpose, which regards to Yerusha, now she's Rishos HaNabal. So Shema Mino. Zot Rashi.
What's that mission talking about? I mean, in other words, it sounds like for Kedushin, it would be a different thing.
I think it's going back. It's the same mission over there.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's going back to the, as opposed to the Narmarasa. Kirashi Erezu Bechenik, Mem Chesav Beis, six lines up. Erezu Bechenik in the Suwa. So once she was given over to Shulchi Abal, she's Mizan at that point in time, she's Chayav Chenek Kenesua, Lo Meskila Kerusa. She doesn't get skila like a Rusa, she gets Chayav Chenek. Ve'eme Prat L'Chashenich L'Tzal L'Chubba B'Lo Nivolo. So the Dayach, it's sufficient in Mi'at to Genzu D'Lo Tema, that this the scenario. Why? I would have thought without the pasuk Lisa's Besavia. Nar Basula Ksiv Gabiskilo. Well, Kathy Bsula Havoy. She's still a Bsula. Comes the pasuk Lisa's Besavia and says, yeah, that's true. But she's not Besavia. She already had Chuppa. That's when she had a full fledged Chuppa. Maybe that's all the pasuk is referring to. Awazu Shaf Lachuppa Lo Nichlasa. But you want to say, take it a step further, she hasn't even had chuppah yet. No, lo mi atar kosov, v'kati beis aviyah kriya nabai. That's still called beis aviyah. Chuppah, b'lo bi'ila, chuppah without... having be'a behedek siva, that's really mentioned explicitly at the beginning of the parasha. It says, Nara psula marasa. The lav eskilahi, b'chiyitzuch hai, the mesira. So once they have that beferish, so what's this pasuk listen base of be'a? To tell me, mesira to shulchei abal also changes her status. So it says, that Marosa Balay Nesua, what's it coming to tell me? Eleven Nesua Mama, she had a full Nesua with Bia, she's ready to Bula. So what the case has to be Nesua Lachopa Balay Nibula. Let's say she goes back to her father's house, she goes back to having dinner skilah. Do we say that that negates the Masira and she reverts back to her status as if she was not given over? It's not a kasha on this pshat that we're saying right now. It's more along, it's along the lines of a shayla of the Gemara, abaya, iboyaluhu type of a question. And so, how, Ella, what's the question? Tony Mastisan, Arei Hebrew Shosabao. Umasha, I feel a chosim in a derech lebesavia, kwayonsim Rishosab. That's it. It's irreversible. She left Rishos of the father, and that she. Even if she goes back, it's too late. But so why is the question being raised now? But the kibbutz and nafkal and mesir shluchet el mikro yaseira the beis aviyah. It's not explicit in the pasuk. We're saying the pasuk mentions beis aviyah, and it's extra to tell me even mesirah. So if you're doing it based on that, so we always have the rule: you only mechad is the smaller chiddush. So maybe the Rishus Ha'av is lost only if she never comes back. In the case if she comes back, you have no right to be Mechadish, even in that case. She's still out of the father's Rishus. So Ema Hecha the Hadra Besavia Kriyan Bay, the Hadra Kama Besavia Kriyan Bay, Vim Zinsa Tehbe Skila. So Morris said that, and already know from the Tanur of Rishmal. Her pasuk Tanur of Rishmal, the Lehodra, the Milsa, Kamaisa, she doesn't go back. We have a Kamishal Nimsa to give her to deal with it as if nothing had happened. Okay. So it says, Nedamon Grisha, is Yaakov Malel. Matam Malel, what's it teaching me? Lama Hutzach Lit of Yaakov Malel. Why do you have to write the whole pasuk is extra to tell me that the Neder stands in her? There's nobody who has the power of a fora. Obviously, the neder is valid. The only mafirim which we know about, ella avia bebitoi achalonises, the father has the right authority over his daughter until the nesuin. The father has the authority to be mefer, and obala. Mishnah says, and the husband has the authority to be mefer after nesuin. Mizush in this armula, Mishnah says, she already had nesuin, so the father lost rishos. Then the husband dies. Moed says michlalav umichlal baal. She's no longer in the rishos. She's been removed from the rishos of the father and from the husband. So of course, there's nobody to be mefer. So of course, it's yakum alav. So what's the bunch of teaching me? Ella, Horatian Mosar, Klomer. You're right. Leibah Kosev Lamona of Grusham in a Nesuin. If they had a full fledged Nesuin, I don't need a pasuk for that. Loksiv, in Beish Isha Nadora, Isha Yifirenu. Once she's in Beish Isha, she moved from the father's house into the house of the husband. That's the full fledged Nesuin Chuppah. The pasuk says the husband is Mefer. And now, and Isha Kayim, her husband is no longer alive. So I don't need a pasuk for that. That's it. The conversation ends there. Ella, what is the pasuk coming for? La Amona, she came to Amona, I had a mysterious shluchin, the giving over to the shluchin. Shadachim, the pier shluchah haksuvim. What we've had so far is, the pasuk talks about Ella Mishpat, the halacha of Nederes Beis Aviha, Abinarab Beis Aviha, which is in the father's authority, and Mishpat Nederes Bebeis Isha, and the halakha of a woman who's made a neder once she's already in the husband's house. This woman who made her neder after being given over to the shluchim, said in the Yedea, I don't know what to do. Hechani karaba, what appellation do I apply to her? In base avia, in base isha. She's not really in the base isha yet. She's not didn't actually come into the husband's bias. But she's not base avia anymore. She's left her father's rishos. This pastor comes and teaches me. She's not considered Beis Avia anymore. Ella Beis Isha. She's considered in Rishus of the husband. And therefore, so Abnar Murata, the husband and the father, are made for the dorm together. And the loch is, in that scenario, if the husband dies, the authority goes back to the father. And that's referred to in the Gemara as in Yisroikno. It empties out back to the father. But over here, once she's based, that's only if she's a marasa, but once she's based in the base of her husband, the bias of her husband, so then there's no din of Nisroikta. But lo Nisroikta Rishus Lab, we don't say the authority goes back to the father when the husband dies in this scenario, because she's already in the suwa, or she has the lach of the suwa. He can't be made for anymore. So what do you see? She does not go back to to her original status. So here she, it was a case that she, the father gave over to Shulchan Baal. And before she arrived in the husband's home, the husband died. She goes back to the father's home. But she does not go back to the rishus of the father. So you see, she doesn't go back to the original state. Rashi points out the contrasting. But if it had that taken place before the Mesira, and she still has not left the father's house, Thomas had the door, if the husband dies, the authority goes back to the father. If he didn't let me cry, the more learns it out from Sukkim. This pasuk is telling me that the Mesira, the Shluchei Baal, changes that. Republic said, Nafanan Namitinina Bemestisin. I have a Mishnah which teaches us, Kia Hebraisa, the Tanya Le'el Rezu Bechanik. The same point that the Bryce is saying, really, you can find it in the Mishnah. It says Marasa Lanasua. Nichzul Chopa Bishul Nivula. That's coming to tell me if there was Knitzul Chopa, even though there wasn't Bia, because otherwise she's a Bula. Still, she loses her. That would take away her lach of skila. So then, what does it mean to tell me prat the mesira? Didn't say nichzul chuppah. Said once she's under the rishus abal in any way, that's all you need. Okay. Now the more is going to say he's not chayav bezonis benoy either. Okay.
What age?
Well, we'll see. More above age, for argument's sake, above age 7. So
say 6 before for something else we said.
6, 7, yeah. Yeah. Zu medrash Torah Rabbi Elozer ben Azariah lifnei chachamim bekerem b'yavna. Rashi points out this was on the day that he was appointed to be the Nasi. And he said the following thought. Habonim Yirshu, Habonis Yazoinu. Ma Habonim Ein Yorshim Ela L'Achar Mises Ahav. Habonis Ein Yazoinus Ela L'Achar Mises Aviyah. So we saw that the chiyuv of a father to support his child, they're excluded from that. They're above that age. But maybe chiyuv eksuva should be mechayev him to give support to the daughters, because one of the chiyuv eksuva is the father has to give support to the daughters. So Kamer Lozov and Azariah said, but the Mishnah lumps together the halakha of banos yuzainu together with the din of the banim are yarshim, and that's where the tikkun of the chachamim of the din of ksuba takes effect. So it only says it in the context of a scenario where the banim are yarshim. That's when the banos are yuzainu get mizainu. So after the in the ksuba, there's a chiyuv upon the woman marries the man, he's mechayev himself that her daughters, he's mechayev himself, he will give that will get support from his estate.
From the estate, not from her brothers? In other words, some portion of the estate is set aside? And
correct, yeah. They don't get that overrides the Yerusha. They don't get Yerusha on that property.
And so who controls that property? I mean, how is that set up? Bezdin.
What?
Bezdin will point out Pishopis, the same with him. The father could point out Pishopis. Nekrashi Aved Elchayim B'Mizanis B'Chayev.
What's that last?
Let's see.
What was that last thing you and Russell
were saying? Jonathan, the one to know about.
When Jonathan was saying?
Who takes care of this, the process of supporting the daughters after the father dies? So Bezdin does that. Okay.
And I'm sorry, one more question. Is there an age limit on supporting them?
No. Till they get married. No, I'm sorry, that's not right. Once they become a begaris, or they get married. Okay, so because he's not chayav mizonos benoy either, bechayav. Zu medister Shribi Lozab and Azariah Yam Shaminu and Nasi, the day he became appointed Nasi Bikaram Biyavna. So when the Yeshiva was in Yavna, referred to as Karim. Why? Shem Shah Yoshim Shura Shuras Kikaram, they were seated in such a way that it evoked the vision of a Karim. Abonim Yoshim Abonis Yisrael. There's two tikkunos which Chazal instituted as Tanai Ksuva. One of them is Abanim Yishu Ksuva Spinin Dichrin. So the first one is the Din of Ksuva Spinin Dichrin. Male children. So what's, I mean, the Yerusha is the Raisa. What's this Tekanah Drabanan? That the man is committing when he marries a woman that her sons will get the rights to the ksuv of the mother before they divide the Yerusha. So a case where the woman predeceases the man, then the man dies. So at that point in time, there's no claim of ksuba at all because the woman is no longer alive. So now we should, it's if the man has children from two marriages, they should just take the Yerusha and divide it up. It's all boys. Leave out the girls for a second. So there is two boys from one marriage A, two boys from marriage B. So you say, okay, so there's four children, you divide it up equally, each one gets a quarter. Make it easy, it was noble court, fine. No, so luck is we don't say that. We say, well, it happened to be that the first marriage, remember the ksuba means all of the dunya that she brings in also, and any specifics that he's Makai himself in regards to that. So the ksuba, the two women could be quite different. So the Chomer Misakin that one of the chiyah with ksuba tonight ksuba is that each set of boys will get skim off the top their ksuba of their mother. So their mother's ksuba was a total of 500 zoos. And the other one's only a total of 300 zoos. So those two boys get 500 zoos off the top. The other ones get 300 zoos off the top, and then they divide the rest, the regular Yerusha. That's one of the Tekanos HaChamim of Tanai Ksuva. So between the time of the season,
what if these kids, you know, from the second woman that he married, or her kids, but not his kids?
No, it's only children which they have together.
Okay.
The time of the season, where is this the kind of delineated? It says, "Menin dichrin de lehevel chiminoi, male children which we have together, you will have from me. Inu yars and kesef ksuva seich, yes achukayan dimache achuhin. They'll get the rights to the ksuva, the value of the ksuva, more above the portion that they get with the brothers. V'hanu abanim yirshu." Ksuvas bin indichrit. So that when this is a bottom year show, it's referring to that takana of Ksuvas bin indichrit. Coming with Shmatim and Farshin and Law Mahi, the more we'll explain that. Now, and then in the same brisa, it says, Bonus Yazoinu, which is also Tanak Ksuva. What's Tanak Ksuva? It says, Benon Nukvan, female children, do they have the Chiminoi, which we have together? They have a right to stay in my home, and to receive mezonos from my property, till they become burgers or they get married. So comes Rulozu Nazarian and says, if the mishnah lumps the two together, I can make the following thought process. We can probably, there's some parallel between the two is supposed to happen. It's not that they have a right to collect the ksuva. It's only they get a Yerusha on the ksuva. Fine. So the more Yeshnoichlin explains, the high bottom Yerushu, I was almost being indifferent to that language, which was all referring to in the Mishnah. Oh, it's a Mishnah over there in Yesh Neichlin, in Baba Basra, and the more explained, it's referring to the din of this din of Ksuvas bin Indichrin, and that parallels the din of the schus of Mazarnas of the daughters. That it's only when they're not, when the father's not alive. Okay.
The Rashi sounds like the parallel might be further, that the boys inherit their mother's Virginia Kasuba, all the items within, and the girls are Nizomu from that property, not from any other property.
No, that's not.
It's a,
the father's saying from my nechassim.
Oh, he's saying from his.
Right, it's the father. It's the father talking. He's committing himself and saying that those daughters will be nisan min chasai for my property. Okay.
What?
The language of the Tanakh Suva is the father talking. So he says, "The support will be from my property." Means all of the father's property.
What?
Saying that the schus of the daughters to be supported is not only from the ksuba of the mother, it's from all of the property. So the more mizonis bitoy Yehuda ain't chayev, habe mizonis benoy chayev. The Mishnah says he's not chayev mizonis bitoy when he's alive, and mizonis benoy is chayev. Okay. Bitanami chayv hudalekab hametzeika, and it says he's not chayv b'mizonis bitoy, but it sounds like it's a good idea. It's still a mitzvah. It just stresses that he's not chayv, but it doesn't mean that there isn't some element of propriety that he should do so. So the Mora says, money must hasten. So if so, it does not seem to fit with the following. Lower Meir, Velor Behuda, Velor Beachem and Breika. Nitnan, excuse me, the Tanya. Mitzvah laws in as a bonus. There's a mitzvah to give the daughter support. And Kalvachavar the Bonim. The Aski Batera, the Rebbeir. So if there's a mitzvah to give support to the daughters, for sure there's a mitzvah to give support to the sons, because they have you're supporting the learning that they're doing. Reviewed Amr, mitzvah laws and it's a bonim. The Kalbacharba the bonus, Mishum Zilusa. No, we start with there's a mitzvah to give support to the sons. And then the Kabbal Karma to the girls, which for them would be Zoyan to have to go and beg. So both of them equate the boy and the girl, and both of them only say it's a din mitzvah. Rechem and Breuker, Merchaiba Lozen as a bonus. Lachem is a Vian. There's a Chiev Gomer, it's not just the mitzvah, but it's a Chiev Gomer. After the father dies, Avuchayevian elu enon nizonin. But Avuchayevian, there's not a chiyuv in any of them. So manu masdisa, Ira Meir, Homer bonim mitzvah. He says bonim rolling mitzvah, and mitzvah sounds like there's a chiyuv by bonim. Ira Behuda, Homer bonim nami mitzvah. He also says bonim mitzvah. Yerichem and Beroika feel a mitzvah on me like it. He sounds like there's not even a mitzvah. Samora says, the boy same Rebbe Meir, the boy same Rebbe Yehuda, the boy same Rebbe Yerichem and Beroika. I can give you three different ways to answer up who the Tan of the Mishnah is. See, the boy same Rebbe Meir, the Mishnah go like Rebbe Meir. Vangi Kamar. But the Huad in Libnoi, it's not Chayiv Mizonis of either the daughter or the son. So, but why to discuss the daughter? Because it wants to tell me that there's not a Chayiv by the daughter, but there's a Mitzvah. Then we'll say, well, if there's a mitzvah by daughter, we understand Kabbal Chaymer, Lebon. Kabbal Chaymer, that there's a mitzvah by the son. So if at the end of the day, the mitzvah, the chiyuv is by neither, and the mitzvah is by both, so why to discuss dafka the daughter? Hakamash Vavon. The Filipita Chaibahudaleka Hamitsaika. Since you tina, you Remeir, hold that the chiyuv to support the son is more obvious, or the mitzvah to support the son is more obvious than the mitzvah to support the daughter. Therefore, we want to stress that even the daughter, there's not a chiyuv, but a mitzvah there is. So that's why it discusses the daughter. If I say Rabbi Yehuda, we can have the Mishnah go like Rabbi Yehuda. Fucking Kamer, Ha'aben Chayiv is on his pita. The Kolshken Levnoi, he's not Chayiv in either the daughter or the son. Ha'mitzvah Benoi Ika means there is a mitzvah of the son, and Kamer Chayiv Lebanos, for sure there's a mitzvah of the daughters. Okay, so again, so neither has a chiyuv and both have a mitzvah, so why did it discuss the daughter per se? You said that the daughter, it's more obvious, it's more logical, there's a chiyuv. So maybe that you would think, if I just say Ben, I'd say Ben, there's not a chiyuv, but daughter, there's a chiyuv. Therefore, say, no, even by the daughter, there's not a chiyuv. Your boy Samer Rechem Beroika. Third option that the Tana is Rechem and Beroika. Vachen Kamar. See, hold. There's not a mitzvah either. Eno Chayiv Mizonos Bitoy. Vuodin Levnoi. Vuodin Nefilah Mitzvah Nami Leka. So there's not a chiyuv. There's not a mitzvah, boy or girl. So good. So then the question is still is the. It's obvious that why did it discuss the daughter? But since there is a scenario where the girls are a chiyuv, when is that the case where the father dies? In contrast to that, it says, but he doesn't have a chiyuv. That's why it discusses the daughter, because there is a time where the daughter will have a chiyuv. Okay. Said there is a chiyuv to give the daughters after Misa. Tanaich Suvah, it means the chiyuv means the chiyuv of the Tanaich Suvah. That he has to, there's support after the father dies. But when they're alive, there's nothing, there's not even a mitzvah to do it. B'chayev. I mean, it's not less than doing stock with anybody, but same, there's no special mitzvah that applies to the father. So Morris says, so the time of the mitzvah doesn't go like anybody. The Mishnah is Meduyik that there's a din mitzvah only by the girl. And the Mishnah is Meduyik that there's a chiyuv by the sons, but Remeir says there's not a chiyuv by the sons. There's no mitzvahs at all. Okay, so more gets three terutzim. Your inference that you're implying that saying that it's coming to teach me that a ben is different than it's chayiv, that's not true. Since Remeir holds that the more logical to be chayiv by a son than by a daughter, if that's true, we would have said sons. You know, could Enoch Chayiv Mizonos as Benoi? Have a Benoi? Who the Chayiv Aleka Mitzaika? I would have been Medayik that sons, which are more logical than Chayiv, even so, they're not a Chayiv, but there is a Mitzvah. I will beat her, I feel a Mitzvah Aleka. But by a girl, which is less logical, maybe it's not even a Mitzvah. Therefore, l'chakitana eno chay bebitoy. Remember the mitzvah mia ikan. It's not chay, but there's a mitzvah by girl. Who adin livnoi the chay be mia leka. By the son, there's also not a chay, but there is a mitzvah. The filabitoy, the kilo the loyaske beraisa. According to Meir's thought process, the girl, which is less chomer because she's not learning, I would think there's not even a mitzvah. The Meir said there's a mitzvah. Rechem Rurikas says about Tanya Bonus, it's relevant to discuss girls after Misa. Logosin the Tana, the Holy Tana Lebe Masisin. Rechem Ba'ida the Bonus Lachem Misas, Avi and Chaber. It's not discussing a Mishnah, it's discussing the concept. Since there is a concept that a girl does have after Misa, therefore it says, the Mishnah says, but not Bechayim.